It's time for this week's Focus on Business. In part two of his conversation with Bobby Clark, founder of the nonprofit Sustainable Business Ventures, Tom Martin asks about a program designed to provide job opportunities to inmates just being released from prison, as well as plans for a big sustainability summit coming to Lexington later this week.
Nothing quite tops feeling useful in this world. And I know another focus of your organization that could also be taken as a sustainability issue is helping difficult-to-employ people create their own jobs through self-employment. What is that all about, and how does that work?
Back in 2009, I created the Sustainable Business Ventures, as you mentioned, a 501c3 nonprofit, to focus on how can we help. And initially, we were helping 16 to 24-year-old students learn about how to develop a business plan so that they could pursue their own passion through a business enterprise, but with a focus on sustainability or triple bottom line, and had rave reviews. It was federally funded money, and we were able to test it. The participants were able to present at a business plan competition at the end, and the winning folks got a brand new Dell laptop computer. Well, that adapted to learning about a program in tech is called the Prison Entrepreneurship Program, where they're actually working with inmates in prison to help them through an extensive program of entrepreneurship to create the skill set that they're going to need when they get out. 70% of employers will not hire an ex-offender. And what we want to do is empower these men and women when they get out with the ability to start their own business. Entrepreneurship is, there's been studies that show, teach problem solving, critical thinking, team building, selling yourself. Part of the problem after you come out of prison is you're really down and you're having difficulty presenting yourself. This is a way to empower those folks to do that. In Texas, they've been running this program for almost 10 years. The national recidivism rate is 46.8%. Of those leaving prison will reincarcerate within 3 years. The program down in Texas has a 5% recidivism rate.
You chair Bluegrass Tomorrow's Green Vision program, and there's an important event coming up. I thought we would wrap up this conversation by you telling us a little bit about that, when it's happening, where it's happening, and what it's about.
Well, great. We're going to have, to my knowledge, the first Green and Sustainability Summit in Central Kentucky. It's going to be October 30th from 9:30 to noon, and it's going to be at the Marriott. And what we're going to do is focus on first bringing in some of these other groups to tell us about what they've done. The summit is open to anyone. Certainly, if you've got a passion in sustainability and want to get involved, because after we hear from these success programs around the region and around the state, we are going to talk about, okay, how do we structure this organization? And we want to find a way to formalize and get a steering committee that's going to be involved to help guide it. And collectively, we'll replicate a Louisville Sustainability Council or a Green Umbrella type organization that has done very good things in Louisville and Northern Kentucky and Cincinnati.
No registration fee, but do you want people to pre-register just so you get a head count?
We will be sending out. They can go to bluegrasstomorrow.org, and we'll have a link, something on the homepage that will put that out. Because, yeah, we do want to get to know how many people are going to come and let us know just a little bit about them. But it's going to be open to all.
Tom Martin's Q&A series appears biweekly in the Business Monday section of the Lexington Herald Leader. Technical support for this broadcast is provided by Dynamics Productions, online at dxaudio.com.